Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal, you can hear her, Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, sister. And happy Mind Shift Monday to each and every one of you that are listening. Thank you to those of you that are listening by phone. Also, those of you that will be joining us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. The chat room is open. We are excited about another phenomenal conversation that we'll have. And before we go into what tonight's topic is about, we do want to just give, you know, a small disclaimer just to let you know if you are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, this is a wonderful show. It's a wonderful platform for people like you. And when I say you, that means every single person that's listening to this show, every single person that's looking to grow in every area of their lives, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, health and wellness, whatever it may be, there's something here for you. And so we talk about everything across the board and every area of your life in which you may need to experience a mind shift, a paradigm shift. And so we encourage you to come here with an open mind, and please be open to the perspectives that you will hear that will be shared on our show. Sometimes you don't agree with 100% of what we have to say on the show, but we just ask that you just stay with us, keep an open mind, and we guarantee you by the end of the show you will have a positive and healthy mind shift. So thank you to all of you that are tuning in. Looks like quite a few of you already calling in. So if you do have any questions for our speaker tonight, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can ask your questions and make your comments and give us your feedback in the chat room. Also, you can find us online on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. We'd love to hear from you guys. And for those of you that are listening through Blog Talk, make sure you hit the follow link in your browser and make sure that you stay connected to Mindshift Talk Radio every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So, sister, it's time to get the show on the road. And, you know, before we can go into tonight's guest, we have to talk about last week, right?
Right, which was just awesome, talking about online dating and experiences, pros and cons, why some folks do it, some folks will never do it, some folks won't do it again, some of us aren't doing it right now. Just a really great discussion. Two phenomenal panelists, and people are still talking about last week's show, so it was really great.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And for those of you that may have missed the show, feel free to check out the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. We were joined by our guest panel, and one of whom on our guest panel was Michelle Colon Johnson, great speaker and model and just motivational speaker, actually, was here with us giving her perspective on online dating, weighing the pros and the cons. And then also, Sister Big Bones was on the panel, right?
Yeah. I was there.
Yes, so she was sharing some things. So for those of you that, you know, listen to the show every week, you're like, who is this Sister Big Bones, and what does she do? You know, you get some of it every week, but you got to hear a little bit more of the personal
about my
side
dating life. Experience and stories from the date at Checkers that was a total of $4.28, and he paid for it in 16 quarters and 3 dimes. Yes, that's on there, too. Listen.
And we had Corey on the show as well. He was the only gentleman holding it down. And
holding it down.
I think he did
down.
A very good job. He did a great job. Tons of feedback and comments about him in the chat room. I think you even got a text message about him, right?
I got a couple of text messages wanting to know his status and how to get in touch with him. And even my mother called me after the show asking about him. So, yeah.
Yeah, your mom is funny. She's a character. I love her. She's awesome.
Hi, Mom.
Yes, yes, yes. So definitely make sure that you check out the replay of last week's show. Like we said, it was a lot of fun. We don't want to say too much about it and, you know, spoil it for you. But did we end up going over on that show? I think we were supposed to be about 45 minutes. We may have went into an hour on that show.
It was another great show.
Okay. Well, there you go. So make sure you check that out. And just hey to Zooli30 in the chat room. Hey, Zooli. I see a wave over there. So hey, Zooli. And for those guests that are joining into the chat room right now, hey, Faith Renee. For the guests that are joining us in the chat room, make sure you go ahead and create a profile so that you can join in on the conversation as well. So we are going to move forward because I see the phone lines going and people are joining the chat room. So we want to get right into this week's conversation. Now, for those of you that may have missed the profile information that's there, we are in for an amazing treat. I mean, we have a dynamic speaker that's going to be here with us tonight. I'm excited. I can honestly say that this is a topic that we cannot discuss enough, and it's something that every single person can relate to, which is overcoming challenges in our lives. And so it's a timely conversation. It's a necessary conversation, and like I said, it applies to every single one of us. You know, even today I was going through some stuff, and I just pretty much got thrown off course today, getting some news that really, I can't say it didn't work in my favor, but it just really wasn't what I was looking forward to. And just kind of changed my plans a little bit. But, you know, I'm still encouraged and I'm still excited. And you know, it's just great when you're able to have that mind shift on your own. But sometimes we're not able to do that on our own. Sometimes we need some encouragement. We need a little kick in the butt. We need a pat on the back. And we need a shoulder to lean on sometimes. And so that's what we wanted to provide to you with this show, especially with the guests that we have joining us tonight. And so tonight's guest speaker is Mark Anthony McCray. And Mark is a speaker. He's a consultant. He's a writer, he's a trainer, and accelerator. So look at all of those wonderful things. With the knowledge and the skills and the experience that he has acquired through being an entrepreneur, you know, as an instructor, as a ministry staffer, he is a trusted trainer, and he's a business advisor. And like I said, he is a professional speaker. He holds workshops, and he helps churches, he helps faith-based groups. The list just goes on and on about what he does. And some of his most popular topics that he discusses are how to discover your purpose and how to pursue your passions, which is something that we talk about quite a bit here on Mindshift. And he talks about how to become unstoppable. Who doesn't need that, right? How to become unstoppable. And then he also has quite a few seminars and topics that he discusses for entrepreneurs. And that's also important for us here at Mindshift because we do so much in terms of business development. So there couldn't be a better guest to join us tonight than the phenomenal Mark Anthony McCray. So without any further ado, I do want to introduce you all to Mark. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio, Mark.
Thank you. You know what, Juanita and Stacy, with all of that wonderful introduction that you gave me, I will not consider tonight a success unless I get some follow-up calls asking about my status. I want to be like Corey. So with all of that, is great, and I've got a couple of seminars coming up, but if somebody doesn't ask about me, I'm going to be highly, highly disappointed. So
we have about 45 minutes. I'm sure you'll get it within the next 45 minutes.
No, but what we're here to do, though, I was really excited to get the call. I've listened to your show before, so to be on Mindshift Talk Radio, I consider myself having arrived. So I'm at a new plateau. I feel like I'm finally started to be in there. The great Stacy Emery reached out to me and said, hey, can you be on our show? I was like, absolutely. Actually, I think I begged her to get on, but that's neither here nor there. History will be rewritten to say that I was begged to come on the show. But the topic, though, about overcoming obstacles, you know, you talked in your intro about every now and then needing a kick in the pants or a pat on the back. Everybody needs that. Everyone needs it. We all need it. We all need people that can be around us to encourage us, to show us another perspective, just to give us an opportunity to see the world through a different set of eyes. And so hopefully I can be that for somebody here tonight. I really hope so. What I'd like you to do, if you're listening, and even my host, my wonderful host on the radio, if you've got a pen, a sheet of paper, I want to share some keys with you because this is a great topic. But the goal isn't just for entertainment. The goal tonight is for impact. My hope is that I can share something with you that you can take into tomorrow. No, scratch that. I want to share something that you can take with you tonight as you go to bed, as you think about your life, as you think about what direction you're going to go when you wake up in the morning. That's the goal here. I want to make a paradigm shift. Stacy talked about a paradigm shift, and this is Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we're going to talk about 8 keys that will really help shift your mindset. That's our topic tonight. And so if you've got a pen, got a sheet of paper, I'm going to share 8 keys. It's not going to be too long. It's not going to be dry and boring. Just write them down. If you have any questions, Stacy, Juanita, just jump in, because as you can tell, I get going. I get excited because these are, you know, just stop me. Just stop me. You know, say, okay. You know, we should have thought of some sort of secret code word or something that you can say,
like
if you say banana. Yeah.
Right.
Or cough, or if you say banana, that means Mark, take a break, or... All right. But with your permission, I'll go ahead and jump in, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
Great. All right. So, so that's our topic tonight. But the question that anyone should be asking themselves is, what qualifies me to talk on this topic? That's really the first thing. And I believe as a student, I believe as a teacher, we always deserve to know who's talking to us. And so Stacy gave the introduction, and she talked about, I don't know if she talked about this. I was probably tied up in nerves waiting for my chance to talk. But, this guy's got a degree in economics, and he's got an MBA in business administration with a focus on finance and marketing, and he does training, and he does seminars, and he does all this sort of thing. And all of that is true. And I'm a father. I'm an entrepreneur for well over a decade. I've been in banking and financing, and I've been a university professor, and I've done all these kinds of things, and it's great. I've been blessed to live a wonderfully exciting life. No day is the same in my life, and I'm really thankful to God for that. But what's more important, I think, to the people listening tonight is that I've also been punched in the gut by life. I've been punched in the gut. I've been, you just feel like you've been stepped on, just hit, you know, a lot of personal challenges in my life, just like anyone else's life. And one of the things that I learned from that is that pain is unique to the human experience. Hurt is unique to the human experience. There's no shame in it. We've got to let go of those feelings of shame and guilt and regret over our past, over where we may be now, and just get focused on moving forward. So, I am that guy. Everything that I'm going to talk about tonight are things that I learned in the trenches. They're things that I learned and had to learn not only in my mind, but learn how to get them in my heart and put into practice as I was laying on the ground looking up at the sky wondering how I was going to get up and make it to the next day. I've had those days. We're talking about overcoming life's challenges. I've had those moments where I didn't know how I was going to make it another 15 minutes. Let alone another 15 hours or 15 days, I understand, and people around me will tell you, I'm no prima donna when it comes to the topic of overcoming life's challenges. I absolutely can relate and more, I believe, to anything that anyone wants to share. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. I'm very transparent. I'm only moving on for the sake of time. So not that I've got anything hidden my friends and family would tell you, but God has really rescued me from a lot of challenges and really showed me the mountaintop as well. And there's still some areas in which I'm climbing, but I can share with you what I've learned in the valley and what I've learned as we climb. So that's my perspective. So I'm ready to jump in if everyone else is ready.
We're ready. I have my notepad and my pen.
Me too.
1 through 8, then. 1 through 8. Here's what we want to talk about in terms of overcoming life's challenges. Number one is you got to be who you are. You have to be who you are. So write down, be who you are. What do I mean by that? A lot of times when we're facing life's challenges, people get in their mind, I've just got to be better. I've got to be better. And I say, no, you don't have to be better. You have to be you. Be you. Because a lot of the times the challenges that we're facing, the uncertainty that we're facing, is this sense of that psychologists call cognitive dissonance, where there's really this internal turmoil between what we're walking out in life and who we really know that we are in our hearts. And so what I tell people is be you. That's your first focus when you're facing life's challenges. We see in the I'm a biblically based teacher with a lot of this. I believe that all truth is God's truth, and so sometimes I'm going to reference scriptures and kind of go back to that. So I would share with people Jeremiah 1, verses 5 through 8. And a lot of people know the passage. They know about Jeremiah. They know about God's call to Jeremiah. And God told Jeremiah that before he was formed in the womb, before God formed Jeremiah in the womb, he knew him, he consecrated him, he appointed him to the nations to serve. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to point out to you in terms of being you. We are often taught that this is sort of the image of the potter and the clay forming and shaping and molding Jeremiah into being what Jeremiah was supposed to be, but that's not really what the Hebrew is saying at all. What the Bible's telling us is not that Jeremiah's formed like a pot or, you know, a clay pot or a vase, but like a key. The intricacies of a key are closer to what God is saying to Jeremiah, that every ridge, every up and down angle, the width, the depth, the length, everything was crafted. And like a key, it's for a special lock that needs to be unlocked. And so what I found is that a lot of people, a lot of things are not moving in our lives because we just aren't comfortable. We aren't being courageous to be ourselves. So everything that you are, every frustration, every passion, every joy, every pain, we have to start your height, your skin color, you know, my bald head and my, you know, the gap in my teeth and all this other kind of stuff. We have to start to look at our challenges and say, and look at ourselves and say, God has made me this. He's made me this. So I've got to focus first on being myself. That's the first thing I have to focus on. So that's number one. That's the first key. And as we run into, I'm looking at the clock here, I see that you may want to handle a little bit of business, Stacey, and then we'll go ahead and push through the rest of the keys.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for that, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we are joined by the phenomenal Mark Anthony McCray that is sharing a message about how to overcome life's obstacles and win. So I'll go ahead and pass it back over to you, Mark.
Absolutely. Now, here's where it starts getting excited. Number two, old saying, but I'm going to reiterate it for us. The same approaches in life will yield the same results, period, end of story. A lot of us have not shifted our attitudes, our actions, or our approaches to life's challenges in years, if ever. We've never stopped and taken a look at things, what's working, what's not working. So what I suggest to people is to literally take out a notepad from time to time, draw a line down the center, and on the left column put something like, here's what works, and on the right column put down, here's what doesn't work. I do this myself from time to time. As an entrepreneur, one of the things that I have to do is professional sales. I'm always out there selling myself, telling my story, building my business. So every now and then I have to remind myself, Mark, if you don't pick up the phone, that doesn't work. On the other hand, picking up the phone, talking to people works. Sharing time on the air with people such as you, Stacey and Juanita, that works. Deciding that I'm just going to cut off the world and vegetate out, that doesn't work. So one of the things that we have to do when we're facing life's challenges and we want to move towards winning is we have to measure what we're doing. The same approaches will get you the same results, period, end of story. But number three, this is really my favorite. You've got to change your associations. And I keep telling myself that I'm going to make this point last because it's really my favorite. But let me share a few things with you. And again, I hope you have your pens out. You will become who you spend time with. You will become who you spend time with. Now, how does Solomon put it? We talk about Solomon even in prepping for this phone call. Solomon said, he who walks with wise people becomes wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm. Proverbs 13 and 20, if you want to go back and study that. Then Paul talks about be not deceived, bad company corrupts good character. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and 30. Now, now I'll get back to the point, but I just want to point out this. Paul's first statement is be not deceived, because all of our first inclination is to say those people aren't me. They don't make me. I'm not going to be like them. That's them. That's not me. But what the wisdom of Scripture is telling us, don't be deceived. You will become who you're around. And then in terms of financial wealth, financial planners always tell us that your income even is going to become the average of the five closest people to you in your life. And so if you're not happy, if you feel like you're caught in this vicious cycle where life is, the challenges of life are taking you down, down, down instead of up, 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 one of the things we have to do is look at who we're spending time with, because I guarantee you it's affecting you. I guarantee you it affects your moods. It affects your relationships. Goodness gracious, y'all were talking last week about online dating, all these things about dating. If you want to have a happy and healthy relationship or marriage, are you around married people that are happy and healthy? Are you around your girlfriends that's always complaining about her man and everybody else? Okay,
I mean, why I got to be the girlfriend? Why does it have to be the girlfriend?
You know what? I said the girlfriend first, because I'm going to tell you, as a man and as a guy that considers himself a man of God, if I tolerate and spend all my time around adulterers, guess what I'm going to become? It's not just about the girlfriends. You're going to become who you spend time with. That's gospel truth right there.
Preach up.
That's huge when you talk about, you know, Juanita and Stacey, you talk about overcoming life's challenges. Look at how much energy people drain from you if you let them.
Mm-hmm.
Are we around people that drain energy, or are we around people who build us up? I always say that we have to spend time with people who can see what they can't see in me. I need to be around people who can see that I am a great man, even when I'm not being great, that you're an awesome woman, even when you're not so awesome that day. So you've got to have those people around us that do that for us. And I've got four ways. You know, you wanted some things, and I'll go faster. I don't want to use too much time this evening. But get a coach. Join a mastermind group. That's a suggestion. Get around some people who are pulling you up, that are challenging you to be better. Number two, go to networking events. We talk about it, but a lot of times we end up going to networking events that are really just happy hours. That's not networking. Networking is when people are trying to get better and meet other people who are good at what they're doing as well. Happy hour, that's social time. Networking is work. It's working on you, even if it's not working on work. Number four, read biographies. Read biographies of great people. This is one thing that I learned from my mentors and that I put in practice as well. Look at historical figures, and you will be surprised how much you can learn from their challenges. And then number four, in terms of changing your associations, and this is a two-night challenge. I'm issuing this as a challenge to someone tonight. If you're listening and you're in the chat room, for example, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, upgrade your social media. Take a look as well at who you're connected to. I'm not saying ditch people, but maybe reach out to someone that's great or excelling in an area that you admire. Connect with them. There may be someone that you need to cut off. But what I see is that even within social media, this is 2012, we have to be aware that we're still becoming who we spend time around, even in the social media arena. So that's just something to go in and take a look at. So, for example, and I'll tell on myself a little bit, I look at how people interact. I look at the content of their conversations. That's how I found you all. I was an admirer. I send out friend requests to people that I admire what they're doing, someone that I feel like I'm learning from a distance, someone I feel like I want to have in my space, someone that I want to be more like. That's how I measure who I connect with. That's how I found you, Stacey, and that's how I got connected and invited you to be a part of my coaching group on Facebook. Now, that's a true story. So when I first got on social media.
I'm grabbing my Kleenex right now. I'm grabbing my Kleenex right now. That was an emotional moment for me. Okay.
That's a true story. I mean, I'm not looking for who's the cutest or who got the, you know, nice back shot and the booty pic and all this other kind of stuff. That's not how I measure my time on social media. I measure it by life impact. Who's going the direction that I want to go? All right, so anyway, let's wrap it up. I know I only have a little bit of time. Number four, and Solomon is huge on this one, this is the least appreciated key. We're talking about overcoming. Remember, we're still talking about overcoming. Is diligence. Proverbs 21:5, diligence. Over and over, God promises us that diligence wins. It prospers us. It changes our lives. And then people say, oh, well, my life isn't being changed. I'm working hard, but I'm not getting anywhere. Then I would challenge you. I'd say that you aren't really being diligent, not the way that God talks about diligence. Because if the word of God is true, if you're being diligent, you are winning. So then we have to go and look and say, well, what does God call diligence versus what do I call diligence? And this is not a Bible study hour, and I'll stop referencing scripture, but I will say this, in terms of diligence, when you think about diligence in the biblical sense, it's think about it in terms of mining for gold. That's diligence. If you want to find gold nuggets, you get up early. You stake your claim. You work until your fingers get blisters. You put out all of your effort. You get better tools. You learn better methods. Digging for gold, that is diligence. And so what I would challenge people today that feel like they may not be getting ahead is, are you really being that diligent? I know you think you are, but are you really, really, really? So, and Stacey, I don't know your goals. I don't know your goals for Mindshift Talk Radio. I don't know your goals necessarily for your career. But I would look in the mirror and say, hey, if you said, I want to be an international figure in this space, are you really being diligent towards that? And one of the things, now, I've been in banking for years. I've been in banking for a long time. And one of the things, I'll share a couple of personal stories really quickly. I would say to people that we don't realize just how hard the most successful people in the world work at it. We look at them and we think that they come into wealth. We think that life was easy for them, that maybe they're smarter, maybe they're just fortunate, the stars lined up for them. But I've been working with some of the most wealthy and successful people for years and years, and I tell people this all the time. They work a whole lot harder than you think they work. All the time, especially in those early years until they hit that inflection point where it becomes easier and easier and easier, is that there's just real diligence going on. And I challenge people all the time. I challenge myself all the time. Am I really doing what I say? Are my actions really lining up to where I say that I want to go in life? But anyway, we're going to wrap up. Number five, we're going to hit 5, 6, 7, 8 really quickly. Whew. I'm having a good time. I'm working hard. I'm sweating over here. I feel like
No, you know what, Mark?
I need someone.
We've already decided that we don't want to run until you do not stop. So we've decided to extend the show. So you just go ahead and do what you do.
Well, thank you. Let's do this then.
I'm like, ooh, did we lose him?
No, I was doing something strange that people aren't used to me doing, and that's listening. So,
don't do that again.
So I got five more seconds.
Hello?
I know. I always shock people when I stop talking. When I stop talking, people are always shocked. Number five, though, I will, because I want some time for Q&A or just general discussion, but number five would be seek favor. And that is that when we talk about overcoming challenges and breaking into new territory and getting victory in life, seek favor. It's not always about our energy and what we can do. Ask God to open doors for you. And I know, everyone knows this. Consider all this a reminder. Ask God to open doors. Here's your challenge also. Tomorrow, Share your vision with people with enthusiasm. Tell people what you're about. Tell people where you're going. Make sure you tell your story every single day. Ask for help. And then also be a good receiver. When people have suggestions for you or people that you need to know, learn how to take that. I find that a lot of people, and I've shared this presentation before, and people come up, there's always someone who comes up to me and says, you know what, Mark, I give people hell when they give me advice. I do, I confess. They want to just help me, constructive criticism, feedback, whatever they call it. I always make them pay. I'm just, you know, I make them pay. Don't be, you know, you don't need to tell me what to do. I would just tell people, become a good receiver, because as you become a good receiver of help, then all it makes people want to do is help you more. So seek favor, learn how to receive, and then go back and communicate to people your progress. That's the thing that a lot of people forget, is that when someone helps you, you have an obligation to go back to them and tell them, here's what happened as a result of your advice, here's what I did. And here's the outcome of it, because now you're giving them the reward that they wanted out of helping you as well. So you got to go back and seek. You got to not only seek favor, but go back and communicate. Number six, get expert help. And what I mean by that is, like I said, you don't have to do everything only in your own energy, only in your own expertise. The mindset that you had that we talked about, we're talking about mind shift. At some point, we have to look in the mirror and realize that it's this mind, it's this stuff between my two ears that have helped get me where I am. So I need to go get some expertise from somebody else that can help get me where I want to be. And see, that's the thing. We always, a lot of our inclination is try to work ourselves out of our situation, but we just don't realize that we're just digging that shovel and getting deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole sometimes, as opposed to just going and say, hey, I need some expert help. I tell people all the time that do-it-yourself attitude, that's for hobbies and weekends. That's not for problems. Mm. You know, if you just want to paint the room because you just dig painting rooms and go paint a room. But if you're trying to stage a house and get it for sale for the market, go get a professional painter and get someone that can do mold work and make that thing happen. Do it yourself is for projects. It's not for the problems of life. And so if you're having relationship issues, money issues, spiritual issues, go and get expert help. And you want to get help from someone who's exemplifying where you want to go. See, that's the other key. And what you'll find is that people are more willing to help you than you think they are. So if it's important, get the best help that you can find, the best help that you can afford. It makes all the difference in the world. Because here's how I learned this. Here's how I learned and was reminded of this. I'm risking a little bit of myself sharing this with you right now. As I told you, I'm very transparent, so I'll just go ahead and get out there on the limb. As I face challenges, one of the things that happens in my life is I tend to get very vivid and graphic dreams. And a lot of times they're so vivid, so graphic, I can remember them and use them as guidance when I wake up. So I was facing some particular challenging business challenges a few months ago, and I had this dream that I was trying to build a saxophone. And every morning I would get up and I would start, I don't know why I was trying to build a saxophone from scratch. I've got no idea. I don't know what got into me. But I was trying to build a saxophone, and I'd get up every morning and I would tinker around with it, and I'd get frustrated and I'd put it back down and go to bed. I get up in the next morning, I pick up this saxophone and these tools, and I start banging on that thing, trying to put the saxophone together, and then I get frustrated, throw it down, and go to bed. And then one morning I got up, though, and I walked into the room where I was building the saxophone, and Louis Armstrong was sitting there putting it together for me in my dream. And it took him about 30 minutes, and he puts the saxophone together. He puts the little valves and everything together. Then he calls me over, and he shows me how to play a few notes. And so within an hour, I'm playing the saxophone that was already built. And the lesson there for me was very simple but profound for me at the time, and that is, it doesn't have to be that hard, Mark. It doesn't have to be that hard. There are people that these challenges that you're facing, there are people that do this all day, every day, and have done it for years, and they're glad to help you if you would just open your mouth and let them. And so that would be my reminder. Get expert help, because there are people that can help you out of whatever situation you're in. There's someone out there that can really just jump in and be a blessing for you. So two more points, and I'll be done. Number seven, you got to open your mouth. Nothing happens in your life until you start talking. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Your words will shape your life. That's why one of my sayings is only speak life. Never let come out of your mouth anything that you don't want to see manifested in your life. I don't care if it's big. I don't care if it's small. I don't care what it is. I don't care what arena it touches. I don't care what the agenda. I don't care what it has to do with. If you don't want to see it manifested, do not speak it. Only speak life. Only speak life. This gets down into just your own attitudes. Instead of at the end of the day, oh, I'm so tired, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so frustrated, don't speak that. I may be a little bit tired, but it's going to be okay. I'm going to get some rest. I'm going to get my energy back up. What we don't realize is what Solomon, again, told us in Proverbs 18:21 is that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Only speak life. And what you'll find is that as you speak life, that people will rally around you to help you, that your world, your environment will come into order. People ask me this. Okay, people ask me, okay, is it, that sounds kind of spooky. That sounds kind of crazy. Can you really change the world by what you speak? Well, you know, that's kind of metaphysical, and we can kind of talk that through, and we can argue it through, and we can debate it and think about it. Can you really change everything by just what you say? Well, if you wanted to say strictly no, like could I make somebody bring me the new, the 2014 Maserati Quattroporte that I want? Could I make somebody bring me that just by speaking it? Well, I don't know. But I do know this, that if I speak it enough, if I speak what I want enough, it changes me. I know that. It changes me. And it also does impact the people around me because they become more and more clear on what's important to me and what's important to my life, and you never know who's listening, and you never know who's listening. So I would say even if it doesn't impact everyone else around me, it impacts me, and it changes my direction by what comes out of my mouth, and that's what's really important. Only speak life. So number eight, just a question. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Let me remind you, Proverbs 28:1. I said I'd stop referencing scriptures. I guess I couldn't quite do it. But these are two of my favorites. These are two of my favorites. Proverbs 28:1, and then Proverbs 30:30. And I'm saying this because I really want folks to go back and write these down and look at them, and I'll be done. But Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when no one's pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Then Proverbs 30:30 says, the lion, which is mighty among beasts, does not retreat before anything. And so you put those together, and you see that what God desires from his righteous, from his people, is the boldness of a lion. And the Bible says, what does a lion turn back in front of? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that can make a lion back down from the fight. Absolutely nothing. There is not a beast. There is not a creature. There is not a challenge that makes a lion cower. But it's not just about that lion. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you, Juanita. It's about you, Stacy. It's about me. What can make me turn back? The answer needs to be nothing. Nothing can make me turn back. That is the message. That's what we're trying to get in our minds. That is the mind shift that we're trying to accomplish. Nothing can make me turn back. So what are we afraid of? Nothing. That's the answer. Nothing. Nothing can make me turn back from the challenges that are in front of me. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm a lion. I'm the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. I do not retreat before any challenge. You do not retreat before any challenge. You do not retreat. That is the mind shift that we need to get into our mind. And we have to remember that finally, and this is where I end, is that Romans 8:28 is still true. God causes all things to work together for the good for those who love him or called according to his purpose. So even if we make a mistake, even if we feel like we're down, even if everything goes horribly, even this Trayvon Martin situation that is just has been a horrible miscarriage of justice, and I don't want to date your show too much by going too much into that, but I guarantee you that that's going to work out for the good as well. That's going to work out as well. We don't see it necessarily. We don't see how. But I choose to believe that God's word is still true, which means that even these things are going to work out because he's going to work them out. See, it doesn't say things are just going to work out. It says that he works them out. See?
Yeah.
So that's where I end. That's the mind shift. That's the mind shift that I wanted to add to us. You got to, number one, be who you are. Just be. Focus on being. Be who you are. Number two, realize that the same approaches are going to get you the same results over and over and over, and make a shift. Even if it's just driving to work a new way, what you got to do is you got to start doing something different if you want to see something different come out of your life. Number three, you got to change your associations. You got to make sure that you are running. If you want to be an eagle, you got to hang time with eagles, spend time with eagles. We all know that. This is a reminder. You got to, number four, be diligent. Think about your challenges, your vision in terms of mining for gold, and what would a gold miner do? Bring that approach to your work, and you'll see a shift. Number five, you've got to seek favor. You've got to realize that it's not all about you. That ties into number six, which is get expert help. Number seven, and we just talked about it, so it's fresh, but you've got to open your mouth. You've got to make sure that you're only speaking life and that you're speaking towards the outcomes that you want in life. And then number eight, you've got to realize that there is nothing that should ever make you turn back from that vision that you have purposed in your heart. And so those are the eight keys that I would share with anyone. I'd say there's more discussion of these and other things at my website. I know Stacey sort of introduced me already. I would just tell people go to livebigdieempty.com, and you can check out all of that stuff. Email me. I'll share more with you. There's a lot of free stuff there. Livebigdieempty.com. Just let me know how I can help you, and I'd be glad to help you. Those are my eight keys to share with you all this evening.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita Sister Big Bones Morin. And you just heard our powerful guest speaker for tonight, Mr. Mark Anthony McCray. Mark, that was solid. Thank you so much for the information that you shared. Our folks in the chat room are just going ballistic right now, and I am trying to type a recap in there. I was taking notes, and Sister and I were kind of cracking on each other about it. We're both taking notes, and so we're writing that in the chat room right now. But Sis, go ahead.
Man, I wish I was in the chat room. I gotta find where do people find the chat room?
What happened?
At the beginning, because at the beginning of the show, Mark, we said mindshifttalkradio.com. So were you not paying attention to that? Okay.
I am so sorry. Okay. Now, Stacey, you already know that I've been running around the state of Texas driving. Anyway, I'm going to let you all go before I put my foot deeper in my mouth. I was really trying to give you a chance to tell fresh listeners where to find it. I was trying to be subtle so you can kind of self-plug yourself a little bit more. But I see. All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Wait, sorry.
He's not going anywhere. But no, you're right. So thank you. Okay, so I'll go ahead and say it again. For those of you that are listening, feel free to join us in the chat room, mindshifttalkradio.com. And also for those of you that may have some questions, we only have a few minutes left with Mark, but if there's something pressing that you'd like to ask, if there's a comment you'd like to make, or if you just want to let us know how this show has impacted you, feel free to give us a call, area code 347-989-0206, or you can post on our Facebook wall, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. All right, lady.
All right. Just one question, and your eight keys just flowed out so smoothly and perfectly, but for yourself, which did you struggle the most with?
That's a good question. Wow, okay. To be totally honest with you, I think I think changing my associations was probably the thing that I struggled the most with, but the thing that I've benefited the most from once I learned how to do it. And what I think that's a great question, because I think in my own life there was a lot of fear that if, you know, fear, you know, what would happen? I mean, there you really do get to a point where you have to look. I didn't stress this point because I'm not huge into this sort of thing, but there are some people that you have to walk away from. I hate to say that, but there's some environments, some people, some relationships, some friendships sometimes that you, even if you don't walk away from them, you have to distance yourself.
Right.
Because you do find that they will drain your energy, they will drain your resolve to go forward, and not everyone can be trusted with your vision, see? So So I'd say for me, I really appreciate that question. I'd say the hardest thing to do was to really believe that everything was going to be okay for me if I made the decision to walk away from certain things and look for something better out of my relationships and out of myself. So I'd say that one. I'd say changing my associations, toughest to do, but the biggest difference in my life.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Tough. That's a hard one. That's a hard one because it's very fearful. You really think it gets into interpersonal relationships, if I can be a little bit more candid, but it also gets into things like who and where we worship. For those that go to worship on Sunday, sometimes you're in a dead church or you feel like you're dying in an environment and you just think, you know, I can't leave, I can't move, you know, these people have been with me. But, you know, sometimes you just have to make a decision that I've got to move on. I've got to find a life-giving situation to be in. So I'd say changing associations.
That's
not my answer.
And shout out to Mr. Chris Gloss in the chat room just joined us. Chris made the comment. He said he loved it, Mark, when you said do-it-yourself attitude is for the weekends. That was also one of my favorites. So thank you, Chris, for joining us in the chat room. And
I
also
saw that.
A shout
I'm
out
in
to
the
Addie
chat
Lee.
Room now.
Are you there now? Okay, awesome.
I'm in the chat room, and I see Addie. I know Addie. Hey, Addie. Addie's one of my Facebook friends as well. I think she connected to me through you all. I don't know Chris, but, yeah, Chris, do it yourself just for the weekend. Now, I'm okay with DIY, but at the same time, there are challenges that we face that we just have to humble ourselves. And I think the other thing I just point out, sometimes we don't go for help because we think our situation is too bad, that it's too messy, and we don't want to show people that. But but what we have to realize is that true experts, I like to use the analogy of a doctor. If you go to a doctor, you got to show him where it hurts or he can't help you, you know? And a lot of times we want to hide that, but the other thing to remember is that real doctors, real professionals, they've seen worse than that. You know, I mean, really, they've seen worse. Counselors, therapists, coaches, business coaches. So let's not be so afraid to show people what's really going on with us, because until we do so, I like one of my mentors has a statement, and this is something people should remember, is that we are as sick as our secrets. We are as sick as our secrets. And so it's those things that we keep to ourselves the most that are the areas we're most susceptible to just lack in life. And I see, you know, even right now, no one ever, this American thing where you just do it alone, that is just the rugged individualist Lone Ranger stuff, that is just hogwash. You know, I'm going to be nice because y'all have a nice cultured crowd. So I'll just call it hogwash instead of what I really want to say. But that is just garbage. No one makes it anywhere great alone. So, anyway, I go on too much, but there you go.
No, that's awesome. That was awesome. I'm actually laughing at Chris again. I know you're in the chat room now, Mark, so you can see when you talk about no one in history has ever done it alone, talking about Peaches and Herb and Batman and Robin. He's funny.
I know. Chris is
okay.
On fire. I see him there. I know.
Yeah,
I see
that's
him.
The
Chris
possibilitarian. He lights it up every time he comes to mind, but that is hilarious. But, Mark, I, you know, like, there was so much that you said that, and I know we have to wrap it up soon. I have, like, a minute to say this, but I would say if I had to pick one part, I mean, we've already talked about getting the expert help and changing the associations. I know those are very powerful. I've just seen the impact in my own life just with those two areas. But I would say if I had to pick a third, it would probably be number one, which is be who you are. I thought that was an awesome way just to start the conversation, to lay this thing out. I was excited as soon as you started from number one. Because like you said, there's so much time that we spend trying to create this person or this image of who we think we should be, that we forget who we are and the natural talents and abilities that we already have. We forget what the special things that are already inside of us. And sometimes it's just a matter of fine-tuning those things and tweaking those things or just becoming aware of who we are. It's really about that self-awareness piece, I think. And it was great that you had that as number one, because I think in order for any of this stuff to work in terms of the diligence and being persistent and persevering and doing all of these other things, changing associations and having the confidence to do that, you first have to understand who you are and be aware of who you are. So I would say that was probably my one of my favorites. There were quite a few, but I would say that was one of my favorites. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome so much. And, again, these are discussed on my blog if you wanted to go. I see that you put the link up in the chat room. And so if anyone wanted to explore any of these points, they can find them there, along with some other video or audio tools that I've put up there as well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm sure everyone will be reaching out to you on Facebook as well, right?
You're welcome so much. Good job, Juanita. Good job, Stacey. I appreciated the time here with you.
All right.
Don't run.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you want to keep them around for the Mind Shift Minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mark, okay, so that's an honor because normally our guests are gone before we have the Mind Shift Minute, but just the big one wants to keep you around for that. So you should feel special.
Great. I do feel special. So what is the Mind Shift Minute? I guess this is where Sister Big Bones does her thing, right?
Yes. So this is how we close the show out. So we're going to go ahead and move into our Mind Shift Moment or a Mind Shift Minute with Sister Big Bones.
Right eye, bend bang, soft hair, earring. Just a few of the things I like about you.
This is your Mind Shift Minute with Sister Big Bones.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk?
Two things you may not know about me. One is that I'm the queen of cliches. Two is that I think in songs, subject to break out in a song at any time and well able to remix popular and not so popular tunes with words all my own. And with that, I share a few words from Sounds of Blackness, Be Optimistic. I know of Storms and Strife out of your album of life. Just think ahead and you'll be inspired to reach higher and higher. These words ring true with me right now as I'm enjoying unemployment for the second time in 14 months. And what I've found is that sometimes you really do have to encourage yourself. So in that, I am constantly seeking encouragement and motivation, not necessarily from others, although I'm blessed enough to have friends and strangers alike who pour into me, but from things around me. Oftentimes it's a song or a saying or a personalized license plate. But regarding tonight's subject matter, encouragement was found in a truck stop in a department store. Live your dream. Show compassion. Create your own happiness. Follow your heart. Enjoy the little things. Laugh out loud. Be your best self. Cherish every moment. Dream big. Embrace every possibility. Discover your passion. Believe in miracles. Create peace. Be spontaneous. Remember to breathe. Fall in love. Today is the day. So live fully. Challenge yourself. Be kind and generous. Inspire someone. Be grateful. Take the road less traveled, and it's never too late. I may not know you, but I'm commanded to love you, so I do. And I want to encourage you to see your challenges as opportunities and remember what is important. It's not having everything go right. It's facing whatever goes wrong. It's not being without fear. It's having the determination to go on in spite of it. Remember that every day ends and brings a new tomorrow full of exciting new things. Love what you do. Do the best that you can, and always remember how much you are loved. I'm Sister Big Bones, and this has been your Mind Shift Minute.
Love it. So, Mark, see, you were blessed with the Mind Shift moment.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. It truly was. I know we're cracking up and we're being silly, but I can't say it enough. But it's definitely been an honor to have you here, and we just appreciate all the value that you added to the show and definitely for blessing us and all of our listeners. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check out Mark Anthony McCray on Facebook. Also, you can find him on his website, livebigdiempty.com. So make sure that you guys are here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. What better way to get your week started than with a positive and healthy mind shift? And make sure that you're sharing this information with all of your friends and family members. Check out the replays. You can download it off your iTunes. You can listen to it on your phones. You can do everything. You can share this. Burn a CD. Do whatever you need to do to keep yourself encouraged, keep yourself motivated, and continue to work on your own personal growth and development. But, again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. You guys have an amazing week, and we will talk to you guys soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good night.